Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, some dense fog possible early on. Otherwise, look for partly sunny skies with highs working up into the mid-60s. Winds becoming breezy from the north. Then for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 33. For Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy with upper 50s for high temperatures. And for Friday, high of 55. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently, 45.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Kansas and Shawnee County judicial leaders celebrated the recently established Veterans Treatment Court, which allows a new rehabilitation program to take place when veterans are struggling with mental health issues and end up on the wrong side of the courtroom. Specialty Court Judge Bill Osman says that this number could grow across the state.
Expect that number to increase as people see the advantages of doing this. And, of course, key to that is getting the local prosecutor's office to see the advantage of that as well.
Retired Judge Lawton Nuss was the keynote speaker at the event, and he wrapped up his speech with this, courtesy of WIBW.
They should find your accomplishment here in our capital inspirational, because I know I do.
U.S. 50 was closed for a moment after injuries in a McPherson County crash due to fog. The Kansas Highway Patrol continues to ask that people remain as safe as possible.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Nick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Kansas City Chiefs weren't the only ones in Frankfurt, Germany, as Laura Kelly, the governor of Kansas, is making her way back to the Sunflower State after what her office is calling a successful economic excursion, where she promoted the state and encouraged foreign investment. Governor Kelly also said that $529 million in exports to Germany were part of the record high and $14 billion of exports for the state. Laura Lombard, the international director for the Kansas Department of Commerce, says that this trip helped keep Kansas in the top of mind for German companies who could be expanding into the United States. In Wabunsee County, a reward is being offered that leads to the arrest of those who stole a dozen calves and a cow from a rancher near Wamego. The livestock that was stolen from Dan Oding, about 5 miles southeast of Wamego, were 15 black Angus or Wagyu calves, one red calf, and a black Angus cow. A Mays police officer shot a suspect, which put him into critical condition, and a nearby officer was hit by a bullet fragment. The 41-year-old suspect's name has not been released yet. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The city of Grand Island now owns Camp Augustine, and the mayor, Roger Steele, spoke with KSNB Local 4 about why it is important to keep the land preserved.
Well, there's very little access that people have to public access to natural areas anymore. So that's why Camp Augustine is a treasure. We're preserving it so that families and young people, well, anybody, can come out here and enjoy a natural environment.
And David Plon, the scout executive of the Overland Trails Council, explained the role in the future.
Our role in the future with the city is to help them develop a master plan and to help them maybe raise the dollars and also to help them fill the facility with campers.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County voters again soundly rejected a funding question for a new jail. With up to $9 million in bonds to be funded through a half-cent countywide sales tax over 10 years. 64% voted no, turning down the proposal, with 2,758 ballots cast, representing 40% of Marshall County voters. The margin was identical to an April special election prompted by a petition where just 16% of registered voters turned out. That lease purchase agreement at $6.5 million was defeated on the same 2-to-1 margin. Officials had hoped that a sales tax might be preferable to property tax increases and also that public awareness and a larger turnout might change the outcome. Again, voters turning down a new jail, 64% voting no in Marshall County. Blue Rapids and Waterville did approve half-cent sales tax extensions, which would go toward general funds. In an extension of a half-cent sales tax that was previously in effect and had funded improvements to the football field and track at Valley Heights Junior Senior High and were paid off in September. 52% of Blue Rapids voters said yes to the half-cent sales tax. 75% of Waterville voters approved the same measure. Former City Councilman Todd Fry unseated incumbent Mayor Jason Barnes in Marysville with 61% of ballots. Chris Schrader unseated Parker Price for Marysville City Council Ward 1 with 52% of the votes. Incumbents Keith Beichman and Kevin Throm were reelected, with Sheree Ferris taking Ward 4 unopposed. For Marysville USD 364 School Board, Position 1, Rose Shelburne was elected unopposed. Position 2, Paige Howard leads Chance Hartner with just over 50% of votes, 709-698, pending provisional ballots. For Position 3, Buster Schmitz wins over Jessica Jordan with 59%. And Position 7, Craig Harris leads incumbent Michelle Reinhart with just over 50%, 730-712, again with provisional ballots outstanding. Jerry Zayas is reelected Blue Rapids mayor with 152 votes. There were 104 write-ins, and final candidates Clayton Reed, who withdrew from the race, had 17, David Sain, 9 votes. Top two in the Blue Rapids City Council race were Derek DeBoer with 45%, Doug Weitzel, 31%, William Waters trails with 24% and appears eliminated. For Frankfort City Council, 3 were elected, including Eric Brocksterman, 34%, Lance Jones, 27%, and Beth Helmrichs, 23%, eliminating Brenton Schmidt with 16% of ballots. Russell Ogg Jr. wins Vermilion Mayor with 85% of ballots, James Wolsencroft, 11%. For Waterville City Council, top three elected are Chuck Tryon, 36%, Tony Mann, 29%, and Colby Hearn, 21%. With Cynthia Meineke eliminated at 14%. Ann Shaughnessy led USD 113 Prairie Hills School Board Position 7 in Marshall County with 95% of ballots over Leslie Scobie. However, Scobie won in a majority in Nemahal County and reportedly takes the seat. Valley Heights USD 498 Position 2 has Michael Vermitten with 74%, defeating Corey Ekstrom. For Position 3, Lucas Repke with 64% is elected over Janelle Bigham. And Position 7, Scott Tober has 57% over Darren Bigham. With few contested races in Washington County, the mayor's race undecided with 98 write-in ballots. Roxanne Schottel has 58, Terry Morse 50. Two council positions elected with Marianne Cromie 46%, Amy Anderson 35%, eliminating Jeff Welch with 18%. Washington County USD 108 School Board position 3, Kelsey Beichman and Lindsay Hattisall are two votes apart, 41-39. And Jamie Cole has 33, pending provisional ballots. Hanover, Barnes, Lynn, USD 223, Travis Heenick with 48%, defeats Beverly Logis. Again, the Marshall County Jail proposal falls short 2-1. Blue Rapids voters, 52%, voting for half-cent sales tax. And Waterville approves the same with 75%. Todd Fry takes Marysville mayor, and Chris Schrader defeats Parker Price for city council. School board race is too close to call, with provisional ballots outstanding in several races. The complete list of all races in Marshall and Washington counties available online at our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our Facebook page. Trace Allen, age 24, of Marysville, passed away November 1st. Prayer service Friday, 10:30 at the Neil Swensenrook Funeral Home in Clay Center, with a visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 p.m. at Neil Swensenrook Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Trace Allen. William Bill A. Cross, age 85, of Centralia, passed away November 6th. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation and rosary prior to the Mass. Hopkins Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Bill Cross. Donald F. Tomer, age 81, of Waterville, passed away October 27. Memorial Mass Friday, 2 p.m. at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Interment in the St. Gregory Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Donald Tomer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a hamburger, potato wedges, broccoli salad, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, some fog will be possible, especially early on today. Otherwise, as a cold frontal boundary works from northwest to southeast across the region, winds look to increase out of the north to around 15 to 20 miles per hour by this afternoon. Temperatures still a bit above average for this time of year, with afternoon high temperatures in the mid-60s, but trending cooler for the latter part of your work week. Both Thursday and into your Friday, we're back in the 50s for high temperatures, and even some overnight low temperatures getting to freezing or cold. Lows in the lower 30s for tonight, and even looking to dip into the upper 20s into your Thursday night time frame. Still flirting with that freezing mark as well right into Friday night. Still anticipating a dry weekend, though, and temperatures improving a little bit. We're back in the lower 60s for highs on Saturday, and likewise for Sunday, right around 60. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early November, 58. Record high on this date, 84. The average low 35, and the record low was 5. Sunrise this morning 7:02, sunset this evening at 5:20. Some early morning fog may linger. It's 46 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 8th of November. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Baylor rallies back in the second half. Hi, everyone. Mark Remillard reporting on sports. Two games in the men's basketball top 25 last night. Number 20 Baylor was outscored by 9 in the first half by the Auburn Tigers. The Bears stormed back, tied at 77 late in the second half.
Here's a steal on the inbounds. And Oh my gosh! At the other end by Eve Missy.
The call on Learfield. Eve Missy gave the Baylor Bears the lead, and they would never look back as they come back to beat Auburn 88-82. Freshman guard Jacoby Walter scored a game-high 28 points with 15 coming in the second half. Number 8, Creighton hosting Florida A&M.
Alexander from the logo with the fadeaway, and Alexander with 20.
Audio from Fox Sports 1, Trey Alexander knocked down that shot by the free throw line as he scored a game-high 20 points. Creighton routed Florida A&M 105-54. To the NHL, the Red Hot Rangers were home hosting the Red Wings. In the second period, New York went on a scoring spree, already up 4-0, including 3 in the period. The Rangers looked for more.
Shoot, save, rebound, poked over top of the goal.
Well, you can see Cooley shake his head. I think he thought he had number 5 here.
Here's Zach Jones. Wrist shot, score!
The call on 98.7 ESPN New York. Final score, Rangers 5, Red Wings 3. The Devils traveled to the Mile High City to take on the Avalanche. After two periods, the game was tied at 3. But in the third, the Avs' Ryan Johansson found the back of the net.
Kale McCarr up the middle for Rantanen. Onside, Rantanen with a positive hit on John Marino.
Turnover, score!
The call on KKSC. Colorado scored 2 more times in the third to double up New Jersey 6-3. Around the league, the Hurricanes edged the Sabres 3-2 in overtime. The Lightning defeated the Canadiens 5-3. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC.
The Washington County, Kansas Sheriff's Office is currently accepting applications for full-time corrections officers. Base pay for this position is $16.72 an hour, with higher pay rates available based on previous experience in the corrections field. Excellent benefits package to include health insurance, life insurance, and generous paid time off policy. Must be 18 years old with no felony convictions, minimal of a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Please call their office at 785-325-2293, extension 2, or email to wcs2924@gmail.com for an application.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier, good Wednesday morning to you. Starting off the middle of the week, markets opening up here in just a little bit. We'll see what's in store for us today. Yesterday, we saw things kind of mixed across the board for most of the day, wrapped up mostly lower on the day for the grain markets overall. Livestock took a definite hit yesterday in the markets as well. We'll see if we can't rebound in trading today. Corn market slowly moved downward as the day went on through a Tuesday. December corn finishing yesterday down 8¾ cents, sitting at 468 and a half. March corn was down 9 cents at 483 and a half a cent. In the wheat market, December KC wheat was down 13¼ to 632 and a half, with the March KC wheat down by 13¼ at 643 and a half a cent. In the oats market, they took a hit yesterday. December oats down 16¼ to 352 even, with the March oats down 15¾ at 371 and a quarter. In the soybean market, mixed but mostly lower. November was slightly up by 8¼ cents to 13.48¾. January beans down 2 cents at 13.62 even. In the meal market, December meal was in the green, $9.90, sitting at 4.47 and 40. January meal was up 8.40 at 4.38 and 80 cents. And the soybean oil for December down $1.31 at 49.49. January was down $1.23 at 49.13 cents. Looking at your canola market, November canola was down $1.90, sitting at 6.81 and 60 cents, with the January down $1.90 at $700 even. And the cotton market, December was down $1.52 at 76.48, with the March down $1.55 at 79.39 cents. Looking at your livestock, we saw cattle mostly lower yesterday, lean hogs slightly up. But cattle took a hit. December live cattle was down $2.55 at 178.77. Feeder cattle for November down $4.95 at 232.22. Lean hogs for December up a half a buck at 72 and at 90 cents.
There will be a land auction for the Frederick Neatville Trust with two tracts in Marshall County, selling Friday, November 17th. Tract 1 is 124 acres, more or less, 109 acres cropland, located at the southwest corner of 8th and Harvest Road, a mile west of U.S. 77. Tract 2 is 151 acres, more or less, 127 acres cropland, also located near 8th and Harvest Roads. Both are excellent locations for farming, a residence, hunting, or investment. For inspection and details, contact Don, Steve, or Valerie with Prell Realty and Auction at Marysville. Sale bill and details online at PrellRealtyAuction.com. Sale Friday, November 17th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Ellie Nippert. Cattle producers with spring calving herds need to keep in mind the nutritional needs of their gestating cattle. K-State Extension Beef Reproduction Specialist Sandy Johnson shares information about what producers need to remember about their cattle entering the third trimester. She begins by discussing the importance of starting now.
You know, we've got producers feeding a whole range of different things this year, so it's very important to be testing what that feed is and figure out how much energy and protein it maybe is needed in supplementation of what your base forage is. And so we want to test those feedstuffs and make a plan for that cow gain. I use the example of if a cow is thin and she needs to gain the weight of pregnancy plus a body condition score. So she needs 150 pounds of pregnancy and 80 pounds more to bring up her body condition. If we give ourselves 100 days to do that, that's only 2.3 pounds a day. But if we give ourselves less than that, then the gain we need goes up much higher. And if you just think about a growing calf, the quality of the diet to get a higher gain is higher and more expensive, essentially, to get that higher rate of gain. Well, we would like to make that change in those cows if they need it as inexpensively as possible. And this is where planning can save producers a lot of money, so they're not trying to gain this 30 days before calving. So a little bit of planning gets our cows in the body condition score we need, as well as saves money.
Knowing when the last trimester for the herd begins is essential, says Johnson.
Some of our purebred producers may be starting to calve in February, particularly with their replacement heifers. And so that means the start of their third trimester is early November. So November, December, we need to be making a plan. Obviously, we do have some later calving herds as well, but you know when you put those bulls in, so that tells you when you should start calving, and you need to know when the third trimester starts for your cows and manage accordingly.
She emphasizes the importance of body scoring and mentions how producers can find educational resources.
If you're uncomfortable with body condition scoring, please don't hesitate to contact one of our extension professionals, either in a local office or one of the state specialists. It's just such a critical skill. And unfortunately, when we look at our NOMS data, even in the large herds, only 30% of producers say they use body condition scoring. So an underutilized tool, and really encourage people to use this simple planning to help reduce cost and improve cow performance.
That was Kansas State University Extension Beef Reproduction Specialist Sandy Johnson on the needs of cattle entering their third trimester. Find more information at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Many of us stock our medicine cabinets before cold and flu season, but maybe we should stock the spice rack too. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 8th, the 312th day of the year. Singers Patti Page and Bonnie Raitt were born on this day. Does your kitchen spice rack have what it takes to battle cold and flu season? Three spices in particular are known for their healing or curative properties. Turmeric is a powerhouse of anti-inflammatory and antioxidant proteins. Add some to your eggs or rice to give your immune system a boost. Thyme is well known as antimicrobial and antiseptic properties and is easily incorporated into recipes. And if the flu bug should sneak past your defenses, keep some ginger root handy. Ginger tea is a time-tested remedy for queasy tummies. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online about home remedies at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. May have some lingering fog this morning. It's 46 degrees. A few degrees cooler, a cooling trend to seasonal highs by week's end.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. College basketball is underway with KU blowing North Carolina Central off the court with a 99-56 victory over the Eagles. Kevin McCullough led the team in points with 22, and Hunter Dickinson, the transfer from Michigan, had 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. K-State went to Las Vegas and faced off against the number 21 USC Trojans. They lost 82-69. Tyler Perry led them in points with 22. He also piled in 6 rebounds and 6 assists. And the Shockers were able to get a 76-59 victory over Lipscomb. Here's head coach Paul Mills after his first time coaching in a regular season game at Coke Arena.
Doesn't compare. This easily ranks as the best. I mean, Coke Arena special, it's consistently considered one of the top 10 college basketball environments.
The Shockers will return to the Roundhouse with a matchup on Thursday against Western Kentucky University.
For Friday Night Football in our broadcast feature, a 6 o'clock kick for Valley Heights hosting Medicine Lodge live on FM 95.5. Axtell is home to Osborne. We'll have a 7 o'clock kick on our sister station out of Glen Elder, available online on the Sunflower State Radio Network. Hanover plays host to Frankfort Friday evening. College basketball action Friday, Kansas State, 6 p.m. pregame on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 6:30. We'll join that in progress following high school football on FM 95.5.
Berwick Oil is proud of the hard work and commitment of all of the first responders. The compassion and empathy they show is deeply admired, and their dedication is inspiring. Thank you for all that you do to care for the communities. From all of your friends at Berwick Oil in Sabetha, find them on Facebook at Berwick Oil. Van Skirta's Funeral Home takes this time to say thank you to the local first responders for their prompt arrival during an emergency situation. These men and women put their safety on the line to help the community. From Van Skirta's Funeral Home in Odell, proud to support local emergency services personnel.
Our small business services include inventory building loans, loans for major purchases of equipment, assistance with vehicle leasing, commercial real estate loans at competitive rates, loans for startups and lines of credit, to name a few of the quality services we can provide. Ask any local small business if we know our stuff. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County voters again soundly rejected a funding question for a new jail, with up to $9 million in bonds to be funded through a half-cent countywide sales tax over 10 years. 64% voted no, turning down the proposal, with 2,758 ballots cast, representing 40% of Marshall County voters. The margin was identical to an April special election prompted by a petition where just 16% of registered voters turned out. That lease purchase agreement at $6.5 million was defeated on the same 2-to-1 margin. Officials had hoped that a sales tax might be preferable to property tax increases, and also that public awareness and a larger turnout might change the outcome. Again, voters turning down a new jail, 64% voting no in Marshall County. Blue Rapids and Waterville did approve half-cent sales tax extensions, which would go toward general funds. In an extension of a half-cent sales tax that was previously in effect and had funded improvements to the football field and track at Valley Heights Junior Senior High and were paid off in September. 52% of Blue Rapids voters said yes to the half-cent sales tax. 75% of Waterville voters approved the same measure. Former City Councilman Todd Fry unseated incumbent Mayor Jason Barnes in Marysville with 61% of ballots. Chris Schrader unseated Parker Price for Marysville City Council Ward 1 with 52% of the votes. Incumbents Keith Beichman and Kevin Throm were reelected, with Sheree Ferris taking Ward 4 unopposed. For Marysville USD 364 School Board, Position 1, Rose Shelburne was elected unopposed. Position 2, Paige Howard leads Chance Hartner with just over 50% of votes, 709 to 698, pending provisional ballots. For Position 3, Buster Schmitz wins over Jessica Jordan with 59%. And Position 7, Craig Harris leads incumbent Michelle Reinhart with just over 50%, 730 to 712, again with provisional ballots outstanding. Jerry Zayas has reelected Blue Rapids mayor with 152 votes. There were 104 write-ins, and filed candidates Clayton Reed, who withdrew from the race, had 17, David Sain, 9 votes. Top two in the Blue Rapids City Council race were Derek DeBoer with 45%, Doug Weitzel, 31%, William Waters trails with 24% and appears eliminated. For Frankfort City Council, 3 were elected, including Eric Brocksterman, 34%, Lance Jones, 27%, and Beth Helmrichs, 23%, eliminating Brenton Schmidt with 16% of ballots. Russell Ogg Jr. wins Vermilion Mayor with 85% of ballots, James Wolzencroft, 11%. For Waterville City Council, top three elected are Chuck Tryon, 36%.